This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad, Kharka with news. Out of stories first. Additional 23 corona-related deaths reported lately today from various parts of the country. Doctors suggest people immediately get tested after developing COVID symptoms. And a study claims Pfizer and AstraZeneca jab highly effective against Indian variant of COVID-19. Now the news in detail. Additional 23 corona-related deaths have been reported lately today from various parts of the country. 8 more deaths have been reported from Banki district, while 5 corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Mohottari district. Similarly, 3 corona-related deaths have been reported from Sollan, 3 from Makwanpur, 2 from Kailali, and 1 is from Baglung and Kanchanpur district. Doctors have suggested people immediately get tested after developing symptoms of cough, cold, fever and body ache. Doctors' suggestion comes amid the increasing number of COVID-19 infections as a second wave that has hit the country. Speaking at a virtual discussion hosted by the Bagmati Cleaning Camp Mega Campaign in Kathmandu today, TU Teaching Hospital's Dr. Santha Kumar Das urged all to be cautious, stating that even minor cough and fever have been diagnosed as coronavirus. Dr. Das also suggested people to remain alert of the third wave of coronavirus that the experts believe will possibly affect the children. The district hospital Lamjung has established an oxygen plant. The plant was installed at the hospital located at Besisahar Municipality 8 last night. Preparation is said to be underway to supply the oxygen by a pipeline to emergency, ICU, isolation and inpatient wards as well. A feasibility study conducted by a team of 4 mountaineers, 2 foreigners and 2 Nepalese has concluded that Mera Peak is suitable destination for ski mountaineering in Nepal. The study team found out that 6,473-meter high peak was apt for ski mountaineering. According to the Ski and Snowboard Academy, 35-year-old Leonard Bernard and 40-year-old Dedrick van Riesen from Netherlands had skied from the summit of the peak in May. The skier duo had skied to the base camp of the Mera Peak within half an hour. The academy, in collaboration with the Snow Guide Nepal Treks and Expedition, conducted the feasibility study and the ski mountaineering activity in the peak. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. A study has found that the Pfizer and AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccines are highly effective against the variant identified in India after 2 doses. 2 jabs of either vaccine give a similar level of protection against symptomatic disease from the Indian variant as they do for the Kent 1. However, both the vaccines were only 33% effective against the Indian variant 3 weeks after the first dose. Public Health England, which ran the study, said the vaccines are likely to be even more effective at preventing hospital admission and deaths. The Pfizer vaccine was found to be 88% effective at stopping symptomatic disease from the Indian variant 2 weeks after the second dose, and compared with the 93% effectiveness against the Kent variant. The AstraZeneca jab was 60% effective against the Indian variant, compared with 66% against the Kent variant. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo has launched an evacuation plan for the eastern city of Goma after a large volcano erupted. Fountains of high lava burst from the Mount Nyiragong into the night sky, falling a thick orange cloud over Goma, which has a population of 2 million. Thousands of panic-stricken residents were fleeing, many on foot. At least 21 people have died as extreme weather struck a cross-country mountain race in northern western China. State-run news agency Xinhua reported that on Saturday, high winds and freezing rain hit participants in the 100-kilometer race in Yellow River Stone Forest, a tourist site in Gansu province. The race was halted when some of the 172 runners went missing. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Additional 23 corona-related deaths reported lately today from various parts of the country. Doctors suggest people immediately get tested after developing COVID symptoms. And a study claims Pfizer and AstraZeneca's jab highly effective against Indian variant of COVID-19. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.